asking for more help in Ukraine. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Russia's military keeps pounding towns and cities around Ukraine, including the capital, Kyiv, and its suburbs. There are fires on several floors of a 12-story apartment building in Kyiv and damage to another building nearby there. President Biden today is expected to announce more military equipment for Ukraine, including portable anti-armor and anti-aircraft systems. And members of Congress will hear an appeal for more assistance this morning.
After emotional speeches to lawmakers in Britain and Canada, Ukraine's President Zelensky is addressing members of Congress today. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says they know what his requests have been, but a no-fly zone would have to be enforced. And transferring Polish jets to Ukraine was assessed as unlikely to change Ukraine's effectiveness in fighting Russia.
And the assessment was that the transfer of these planes may be mistaken as escalatory, as we've said, and could result in a significant Russian reaction.
Psaki did note that Congress passed and the president authorized $13.6 billion in additional aid to Ukraine. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A Senate proposal would mean no more changing the clocks twice a year. We would stay where we are now after the spring forward.
Without a vote and without any objections, the Senate approved a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent.
So we're doing this back and forth of, clock changing.
Florida Republican Marco Rubio is a sponsor of the legislation, arguing there are reasons beyond just that inconvenience to stick with daylight saving time.
See an increase in heart attacks and car accidents and pedestrian accidents in the week that follow the changes.
Any permanent time change still needs approval in the House. No vote there is yet scheduled. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Federal Reserve Bank is expected to announce the first interest rate hike since 2018 at the end of their two-day meeting today. A nominee to the Fed's Board of Governors has taken herself out of the running. Sarah Bloom Raskin, head opposition in the Senate. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. News.
A prosecutor in Chicago says no charges will be filed against police officers who shot and killed 13-year-old Adam Toledo and 22-year-old Anthony Alvarez during foot pursuits within a few days of each other last year. Both appeared to have had guns on them before they were shot. That prosecutor does criticize the officers in the Alvarez case, saying they created the situation, putting themselves in danger. Police in Boston are looking for a school shooter, a student, and a teacher are wounded.
Police say that 31-year-old teacher and 17-year-old student are expected to be okay after they were shot. Police say they were in the parking lot of the school around 5:40 p.m. preparing for a school event when that suspect opened fire and then took off. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu says the city will provide extra resources to help this school community deal with this traumatic event.
You place so much trust in your teachers and the school system. We will live up to that trust.
And the Boston Public School Superintendent says there will be no school here as they deal with this crisis.
It's Fox 25 Boston's Litsapapas. A bus driver collapses behind the wheel, taking kids to school in Topsom, Maine. Some of those middle and high school students took over, steering the bus to safety, stopping on an embankment. One kid tried unsuccessfully to save the driver with first aid. No kids are hurt. The National Football League calendar and free agent season officially starts today.
Effective 4 p.m. Eastern today, all of the contracts and trades you've heard about in recent weeks will become official in the NFL as the league opens the 2022 year. Among some of the deals that will become official, a record-setting contract for Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who is said to average $50 million per season, making him the highest-paid QB in the league. And Russell Wilson will officially become a member of the Denver Broncos as part of that blockbuster trade from the Seattle Seahawks. With free agency set to begin, next up on the NFL's calendar is the beginning of off-season workouts for teams with new head coaches. That's on April 4th. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Dow futures are higher ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.